You're listening to Amud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf, Pei, Dalet, Amud, Beis. But we're going to start about 8-9 lines from the bottom of Pei, Dalet, Amud, Aleph. Right? By Umidras. Right? So, right, we had just finished, we're in some of our tangents. It's like a tangent to a tangent. We were speaking about Tumah of Avodah Zarah, and then we went to the Tumah of this is not so much a tangent of a tangent. I think it's just a tangent. I think it's mostly just a tangent as opposed to a tangent of a tangent, where we're talking about the different types of Tumah that might be on a boat, right? Boats are not Makabel Tumah, but maybe they are if they're made of something else. It depends if you hold based on the Pasuk in Mishle or if it's based on just general principles when it comes to certain kalim made out of wood, if they're metal to the. So now we're going to talk about tumas midras for a little bit. Tumas midras is the type of tuma where somebody sits on something and doesn't necessarily make contact. Typically this is going to be by a zav and by a nida, and we said also midrabanan by a guy that there's a tuma called tumas midras. And it, again, this is not maga, this is not physical touch. The object is carrying the weight of something, even if there's something in between. And still, this is that it's going to become tame, that's tumas midras. So now, we are, so umidras klicheres, right, the first word of the line is kichananya. We say umidras klicheres minalan de tahor. How do we know that klicheres for midras is tahor, right? Klicheres only becomes tame if something enters the airspace of the klicheres. So how do we know that if, like, for example, a zav sits on a klicheres, it's not going to become tame? Amar Chizkiah, Chizkiah says, "Da Amar Krux." The pasuk says, "V'isha sher yigav mishkavo." It says, "And a man when he will touch his couch." Makish mishkavo lo. The pasuk basically juxtaposes ish and his mishkav. It calls it mishkavo, his couch. So there's a connection between the man and his couch. Could be some of us have felt that before, you know, deep connection to our couches. But this is midyaraisa, such a connection, right? Mahu isle tahara b'mikveh, af mishkavo nami isle tahara b'mikveh. Just like a person achieves his tara through going into a mikvah, so too his couch only becomes tamei if it's something that can also go into the mikvah. Meaning, not cheres, because we know in general, we're assuming that we know that at least the halacha we know about kli cheres, that kli cheres is not it doesn't achieve its tefillah through a mikvah, right? Kli cheres, if that becomes tame, you have to break it to the point that it's not usable in order to be metaher it. Kli cheres cannot be toveled in a mikvah to achieve tahara. So the juxtaposition of a man and his mishkav is that tumas midras is going to only be metame a mishkav, something he could sit on, if it's comparable to the person himself. In what point? In that just like a person can achieve tahara through a mikvah, so too the mishkav can. Now, if it's a mishkav that can't achieve a tahara through a mikvah, for example, a cheres mishkav, right, a seat made of pottery, so that can't achieve its tahara in a mikvah. Therefore, it's not comparable to the man. Therefore, it's excluded from tumas midras. Yeah. So this is the drasha. So this is how we know that tumas midras does not apply to kli cheres, because the pasuk indicates that the kli of that becomes tumas midrashkav midras needs to be comparable to a person who can achieve tahara in a mikvah, and a kli cheres cannot achieve tahara through a mikvah, and therefore it is excluded from being coming tame in tumas midras. Okay, now there's another possible source for this rule. There we're talking about Azav. But over here, Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, B'mishkav Nidasa Yiela. The Mishkav of Anida will be for her. So again, very similarly, Makish Mishkav Allah, it compares the Mishkav to her. Mahi Isle Tahara B'mikveh. Just like she can go to the mikvah after, right, after after the end of her nidus and then the nikiyim, she can go to the mikvah. Af mishkava nami isla tahara b'mikvah. Then, therefore, also the couch, in order to become tummy for Tumas Midras, must also be the type that's like her, that it can go through, achieve purification through the mikvah. Lafuke klicheres. This comes to exclude klicheres, klicheres, delay slay tahara b'mikvah that does not have achieved tahara in a mikvah. So we have by Zav, we have by Nida, the same idea that in order for the mishkav to become tame through the midras, the sitting of the Zav or the Nida, in order for it to become tame, it has to be like them in that the mikvah helps it. But if the mikvah is not going to help it, then it won't become tame in the first place. And we could, not that you can, you have to, you can suggest things of logic when it comes to things like tumah, but it kind of does make sense, right? Because if you would make a kli cheres, and I don't know if this logic fully applies throughout all, hilchos tumah tahara, but at least over here it makes sense to me, right? If the person is going to be matame this kli, but then what's going to happen, I don't know if it works throughout all halacha, but at least over here it makes sense, is going to be matame this kli, and then he can go through to, or she can go to a mikvah, and these objects can't. So they're going to have a stronger level of tumah that they got through that person than they would have in the first place. Right? And again, I don't know if that's true throughout all halacha, but at least over here, it would make sense for them to be excluded from this. Okay. But this is going to be challenged. This logic of this comparison. Masiv Ravi Lo Mapatz B'meis Minayin. Turning on Almud. So a Mapatz, which is a mat of reeds, right? We had it earlier a few blot ago. Right, when we talk, we're on Ayin Vav, when we're talking about the IV, we're talking about combining Shiurim. So we said if you combine Shiurim of sock and ore and one of the materials that we tried to suggest combining measurements of was mapatz, this like reeds. So if you have some mapatz b'meis minayin, how do we know that it's tame, it's that a mapatz can be tame meis, right? Even though it's made of like wood, it's made of eitz, but it doesn't have a base kibble, right? It's a matte material, so it doesn't have a base kibble, it doesn't have a something that can hold anything. I'm blanking, a receptacle, right? It doesn't have a receptacle, so maybe it shouldn't become tame. No, but it can become a kabbal tumas eitz. How do we know? Tumas meis. How do we know? So vidinhu, it's a kavavomer, it's logical. Uma pachin ketanim shetahorin bezav tamein b'meis. Just like pachin ketanim, small jars, small jugs that are tahorin with a zav, but tamei meis. Right, they're tahorin with a zav. Why? Rashi, I think, elaborates over here. Yeah, it does, right? So shalcher shetahorin bezav she'enin matamin al yado bishum tuma dil midras lo chazu, because they're pachin ketanim. So how is a zav going to be matame them? They're klechera. So you can't. If they, let's suggest for a moment that they could be matame them by sitting on them, but they're not. Tumas midras can only transfer to an item that is designated or typically used for sitting. But just if you sit on something that is not a seat, it doesn't transfer tumas midras. So a small pach, right? Larger jugs were actually used often as seats. But a small pach and ketanim is not going to be something that they consider. So tumas midras can't be transferred. And it goes on to explain Rashi that and also Heset, you can't stick the Zav can't even stick his finger in because we're talking Pachin Gatanim, right? Because maybe, you put your finger in, that goes in the airspace of it. Maybe that'll be Metame it. But it's too small for that to be. So therefore, Pachin Gatanim are not going to be Tame through a Zav. Nevertheless, they can be Tame Mace. So Mapatz, Shematame Bezav, Eno Din, Shehe Tame Mace. But a mapatz, right? One of these mats, these reed mats, can be tame through it with a zav, right? Because it's right because he sits on it and it's midras. These things are made for sitting on. So eino din shete tame b'mace. So shouldn't it for sure be tame mace? So this is how we know that a mapatz can be tame mace, because pachin katanim aren't tame by a zav and they're tame mace. So for sure mapatz, which is tame with a but through with a zav. For sure, it should be Tamei Mace. But hold on. Now what we're saying is that a Mapatz can it can be Tamei Tumas Midras from a Zav. A Mapatz, can you put a Mapatz in a mikvah? One of these reed mats? Rashi says, right, Mapatz Shetamei Bezav. Toho Chozi L'mishka V'ksiv Chol L'mishka V'gomer U'mehacha Nafgalon Ba'alma T'chol Matamei B'midras Matamei Tumas Mace V'afila P'shute Kliyates. Right, so what we're learning from this Mapatz, it's this paradigm case that even if it's P'shute Kliyates, meaning it's a wooden vessel without any receptacle, it could still become Tamei through Tumas Midras if it's fitting for sitting. But how is it possible, says Rashi Vamai, Tame Bezav, Tumas Midras, how it doesn't have tar in a mikvah. And so now let's go back to the Gemara. So Dinhu, Mapach and Kanan Shatar and Bezav, Tame Bemes, Mapach, Tame Bezav, Eno Dinche, Tame Mes, Vamai, Holis late Tahar in a mikvah, but it doesn't have Tahar in a mikvah. You can't be Matar, this thing in a mikvah, the Mapas. So that seems to go against what we were saying before. We were saying that only what are the only things that can become tame tumas midras? Only if it could be toveled in a mikvah, just like the person. But over here, this can't be toveled in a mikvah. So Amar Le Rabbi Chanina, Shani Hasam Ho Veika Bemino. Now this is different. The Mapatz is different because there is something of its type. Meaning, Rashi says, "Yesh b'kliyets sheish latahara b'mikva kigon mikablim," that there are other things that are made of the same type of thing as a mapatz. Mapatz is made of reeds, meaning wood, right? Type of right, plants, wood. So there are other wooden vessels that can be toveled in a mikvah. So like it says, kigon mikablim, meaning vessel of the receptacle. For example, a wooden cup. Right? A wooden becher. So a wooden becher can be toveled in a mikvah. Therefore, the mapatz, which is made of the same material as a wooden becher. So yes, the mapatz itself is not going to be toveled in a mikvah. But you can tovel, the becher, a wooden becher in the mikvah. So because it's of the same min, that counts. It's not like a klicheres, that there's no tahara by klicheres in the mikvah. There's nothing of its min. Right? Does that have logic? Follow through, right? So because it looked like mapatz, that example undid what we were saying before, because it looks like a mapatz is not toveled in a mikvah and nevertheless becomes tamei tumas midras. But we're saying no, mapatz is different because it's made of a material that other things of that material, wood, can be toveled in a mikvah. Therefore, even the mapatz itself can't, other things can, and therefore it's not comparable to the kli cheres that a nidor zav we're sitting on. So the response isn't so kind. Amar Lei, he said to him. Rav Chanina said to him, Rachmana Litzlan Mehai Data, the merciful one, God should save us from this type of svara, this type of logic, right? And Rashi just says, "Dekevan dilidide leka tahara b'mikvah lo shani miklecheres." He says, "No, this doesn't have tahara in a mikvah. It shouldn't be different from klecheres. Because there's something else of this material that can, but this thing can't, and this thing in front of us can't. So don't worry. The Gemara fights right back. Adarava. Just on the contrary, Rachmana litzlan midata didach. God save us from your logic that you're arguing against it." V'taimamai. What's the svara to say this? To be mechalik between, if not just the kli itself, but if anything of that kli's material can be tovel on a mikvah, that should make the difference. Where do we get this chiluk? So taimamai. So trei kroi ksiv, because there are actually two psukim that speak about this. Ksiv v'ish asher yigav mishkavo. In one pasuk it says a person when he touches his mishkav, his couch, right? And that's what we were basically referring to before on the previous amud. Uksiv, but it says in another pasuk, kol hamishkav asher yishkav alav hazav yitma, that every couch that he will sit on, that the Zav will sit on, will become Tameh. Now notice over here, when it says Kol HaMishkav, it doesn't say Mishkavo. It doesn't give that personal touch, which served as the basis for our Hekish before, the basis of our comparison. So we have one Pasuk that mentions that it's his Mishkav, which would seem to say, compare it to the person. And then we have a Pasuk over here, which says, where it says Mishkav without Mishkavo, meaning that certain kelim can become Tamas Midras without being compared to the person, meaning without having this potential for Tefillah and a Mikvah. So HaKetzad, how can this be explained? Yesh b'mino afagav delisle tahara b'mikvah. There are certain things that are of the mean, of the same type of material, even if it itself doesn't have tahara in the Mikvah. Ein b'mino. And if it's not of the same type, makish mishkavo lo. Then you should be makish its mishkav to him, meaning that sometimes it's that this item itself requires this item itself can be tovel in a mikvah, and sometimes it's even if this item itself cannot, but if it's of the same species, the same material of something that can be tovel in a mikvah, then also that would be included. Klei Charas is obviously the exception, because no matter what kli of Charas you have, there's nothing else in the family that can be the tovel in a mikvah, and therefore those remain the exceptions. Okay, Rav Amar. So now what Rav is going to do is Rav is going to offer a different source for the exception of Tumas Midras by Kli Cheres. We quoted two sources, Zav and Nida, and then we analyzed that, and Rav is taking a different approach. Rav Amar Midras Kli Cheres Tahor Mehacha, from here. V'chol Kli Pesuach Asher Ein Samid Pesil Alav. So the Pasuk says, any Kli Pesuach, any open Kli Asher Ein Samid Pesil Alav, that doesn't have a seal tied, fastened tightly to it. Ha yesh tzimid pasil alav tahor. Right, so that's and then it says it becomes tame. Right, there's tuma transferred in that case of an open kli that doesn't have a tight seal. Ha yesh tzimid pasil alav tahor. Who? But if it does have a tight seal on it, then it's considered tahor. So a person touched this kli, and it's tahor. So milos kinan dia dechinuhu liishto nida. So are we not over here talking about a case where he was miyached it for his wife, meaning that he designated it for his wife to be able to sit on, and his wife's Anita, by the way. That's what the Gemara says. So isn't that what we're talking about? And Rashi seems to say that milo mashma b'mikra dafilo yichadu lo'oso kli l'ishto nida yashav alav kol yemeha amar kra. So so Rashi is explaining how we see that, or I guess at least why the pasuk doesn't exclude that possibility. So that it's the case of the where it's also a case where the wife is anida. So if the wife is anida, so we're talking about tumas midras, and if she sits on this kli cheres, if it's sealed tightly, so then it'll protect the contents inside. So therefore, we see that there's no tumas midras by a kli cheres. And so that's another possible source that this pasuk is talking about nida and kli cheres. As long as it's sealed tightly, and I guess the ceiling tightly prevents anything from touching on the inside. It could be that that's what that detail is doing. Okay, we'll just start this next one. Rav mentioned just to go up to the Mishnah, but we have a couple minutes, so we'll just introduce the concept, and then Rav Kohn will elaborate. As you see over here in Rashi, we've got a nice picture here, and then you take a look at the scary next the across the street on the other Amud. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, I know basically what's going on. So it looks intimidating, but just my experience from a few blot ago, where we had a diagram in Rashi that actually wasn't so challenging. You know, so just because you see diagrams in Rashi doesn't mean you should run away in fear. That's my point. Rashi's there to help us. So let's just take a look at this. So we're talking about it's another Minayin halacha, random. Seemingly, talking about the Isser of Kilayim. The Isser of Kilayim is grafting plants, and that will also include planting plants that are too close to each other. So we'll just start this Mishnah off, and then we'll leave it for tomorrow. So minayin la aruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim shezaron betocha chamisha zaronim. Okay, so from how do we know that if you have a row that's 6 by 6 tvachim, shezorin besocha, that you can plant within this row, the 6 by 6 tvachim area, chamisha zaronin, five different species of plants, five different types of seeds, dalid al dalid ruchos, haaruga, va'achas be'emtza. Basically, you would have, right, yep, so you have four corners and you have the middle. So those are five different locations within this 6 by 6 area of Tvachim, this area of 6 by 6 Tvachim. And you can plant five different things there. How do I know that I'm allowed to do that? So Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha v'kigana zeroeha tatzmiach, zara ela zeroeha. So there's some sort of pluralization over here that'll indicate that, but I will have to flesh that out a little bit tomorrow. Okay.